Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The sad decline of Israel was coming to its baneful conclusion. We'll miss much of the irony if we forget our Bible geography. Far to the north of Israel is the eastern arm of the Fertile Crescent, the Tigris and Euphrates valleys. This was the territory of ancient Ur in the land of Chaldea, the place from which God separated Abram from its pagan idolatry, bringing him to Canaan to establish a nation of monotheistic Jehovah worshippers. To the southwest was Egypt, the place of Israel's captivity for hundreds of years. How had they been set free? By the showdown of the gods, proving the vanity of idol worship. For this they had a front row seat. If any people should know the madness of worshiping the works of our own hands, it should be the Jews. In 2 Kings 17, scene 1 introduces us to Israel's king Hoshea, meaning salvation. He seems to be mediocre even in the evil he committed, verse 2. When Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, verse 3, put him under tribute, he sought help, of all things, from King So, the ruler of their former slave masters. Discovering his secret, Shalmaneser, quote, bound him in prison, verse 4. In scene 2, from verses 7 to 23, we have described the sordid downward trail of the nation, in spite of the warnings of God and his prophets, until, quote, they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, practiced witchcraft and soothsaying, and sold themselves to do evil, verse 17. Shalmaneser began a sweep through the land and, quote, carried Israel away to Assyria, verse 6. As if the Lord was saying, I brought your father Abram here to deliver you from idols. If you want your idols rather than me, I might as well take you back where I found you. And yet, the God of grace would not abandon them. Even then, even there.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.